If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day as we continue through this week of Lent, the sixth week of Lent, and especially as we recognize today in our diocese and many others as Ascension Thursday. Let us look forward to what that means to us and what we can do to serve you more. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is one of those interesting days that it is Ascension Thursday here in the Archdiocese of Boston and several other dioceses in our country and in the world. But Sunday is where other dioceses will celebrate Ascension, the Ascension, I guess. I always like to say Ascension Thursday on Sunday, but obviously it's really the Ascension. Well, let's first go back and talk about what the Ascension is, because in our diocese, we celebrate it today, so that's where I'm going to focus on. Our diocese, of course, is Boston. Ascension Thursday is the day we recognize that Jesus ascended into heaven. And this is 40 days after the resurrection, because Easter is 50 days long, and we have 10 more days left of Easter. So, and there's a lot of number things that happen, numerology, but I don't mean it as the occult system of numerology. There's a lot of that in our liturgical year. For example, usually, except this year was an exception, March 25th is the celebration of the Annunciation, which we find in the Gospel of Luke. Well, that's exactly 9 months before Christmas. That's why we picked that day. We didn't do it this year because Palm Sunday, March 25th fell on Palm Sunday. The following week was Easter Sunday, and the following week was the octave of Easter. So it ended up being celebrated the next day, which was April 8th, and ironically, or coincidentally rather, the same time as the eclipse. So anyway, there's a lot of number systems like that, and they're just simple numbers to talk about things. So exactly 40 days, now we've just spent 40 days of Lent, so now exactly 40 days, now we just spent 40 days of Easter, we have the Ascension. And then after the Ascension, 10 days more, which are the additional 10 days of Easter, explaining to us that we are Easter Catholics before we are Lenten Catholics. We celebrate the resurrection of Jesus more than we celebrate penance, being penitential. And so these are important aspects of the way our liturgical year is set up. So on this day, it is 40 days after the celebration of Easter, and we celebrate the Ascension. And our readings today reflect that. But again, we want to understand that there are various readings that we can choose. The first one, as is always the case throughout Easter, is from the Acts of the Apostles. And it's actually the very, very beginning of the Acts of the Apostles, where we look at the account of Jesus resurrecting from the dead, or not, ascension and ascending into heaven. So this is where you have that powerful line where Jesus promises that when the Holy Spirit comes upon the apostles, and you remember what I said earlier in an earlier homily, that when we see the word speaking to you, that means you, who I'm speaking to right now. So that means to take it as it's being spoken upon us. So the Holy Spirit sends power upon the witnesses of Christ. And everyone is called to be a witness. Now, one of the ways we celebrate that today is in the sacrament of confirmation. So then we go from there. and we look at what that means and everything else, and then we move on to a second reading, and there are various choices there, and then we go on to the gospel, and the gospel is saying to go out into the whole world. It's Great Commission is what it's normally called. Go out into the whole world and preach the gospel. So we see all of that coming together, and this is what we're recognizing today, that this is that powerful day that we recognize that Jesus ascended into heaven 2,000 years ago, roughly, and now we look at that we're looking forward to Pentecost, which is in 10 more days. That's our focus today. We're going to talk more about that on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. You can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You know, in a world where not everyone can make it to church, our program becomes a bridge. And then it also becomes a bridge for those people who can go to church but are looking for that extra support during the week. And so we do that. And the Lord is providing for the needs of those who can neither sow nor reap, talking about the birds in the sky. But he also is calling us to serve him by bringing you that way to build up your faith, especially as we see the readings today. And that's why our program exists, to bring God's message to you. But we can't do it alone. We need sponsors and underwriters who believe in the power of spreading God's love. With your support, we can continue to touch lives and bring hope to those in need. And always remember, the most important thing you can do is pray. Join us in this divine mission and be part of something truly meaningful. If you know someone who would like to be a sponsor or underwriter, please give us a call. Together, let's make a difference. If you want to be a sponsor or underwriter or know someone who wants to, please tell them to contact us at the parish. You can find all our information at ST for Saint, stanthonyalston.org. That's stanthonyalston.org. You can also find ways to contact us through catholicaudiomedia.com. So again, we're looking at this powerful reality that is Ascension Thursday. Now, what this means is now the role of Jesus physically present on the earth comes to an end, except in his presence in the Eucharist. And within 10 days, what we're going to see is the Holy Spirit come on Pentecost, and now the Holy Spirit is going to lead the church from that point on. There's something important, as I've mentioned to you before, I'm seeing an increase in a call to be open to the Spirit. This is fascinating because in the 20th century, you saw, first of all, you did see the charismatic renewal, but you saw this intense focus just on reason within the way the church operates. And that's important. If you're ever talking to someone who's a theologian, they'll always come out and they'll explain reason and everything else. And remember, we believe in faith and reason. However, when you have too much of a focus on one or the other, then we're kind of like a top that's starting to lose its balance. And that we can't be. We need that good balance of the other. So if we're focused too much on reason, we're not focused enough on faith. We're focused too much on faith, we're not focused enough on reason. You want that good balance. So, and when we start sitting down and we start making everything based in reason without bringing in the reality of the faith, then we'd make it just all philosophical. And I'm trying to give a good explanation of that. When you talk to someone and they just, instead of encouraging you to pray and to, in answer to some of the issues you're dealing with, they'll also just talk about reason and this is what you need to do and you have to do this and you have to do that. But you always want to bring the Holy Spirit into everything you do. And that's why prayer is essential. That's why bringing your reality to prayer is essential. That means that's why, because we believe in faith and reason. So we're looking at these two things and we're seeing that this faith and reason work together. And that's what we need to do. So in light of that, as we seek to do that and we seek to understand that, we look at this is the time that we're going to look forward to the Holy Spirit coming into our lives, and which is something we look forward to every year. But we're going to look forward to opening ourselves to the movement of the Spirit. This is that important reality that is part of that balance. This is why prayer is so important. You can know the faith well, you can know every aspect of the faith, but if you don't pray or you don't bring prayer into every part of your life, meaning just talking to the Lord about issues going on in your time and being thankful for when things go very good, very well, rather. If you don't bring prayer and that part into it, then you can get lost in losing a sense of the Spirit. And then you just become essentially a fundamental atheist. And there are people you meet like that. They'll call themselves Christian, but they have no concept of taking prayer seriously. And they are essentially, even though they may call themselves Christian, they are essentially fundamental atheists because they really are closed to any action of the Holy Spirit. And I'm not talking miraculous action. I'm talking being open to the reality of God working through us. As the old line from St. Augustine is, pray as if everything relies on you. I mean, act as if everything relies on you. Pray as if everything relies on God. You need both, and prayer is an essential aspect of this. And so this is that time we begin those 10 days of being focused on being open to the Spirit. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day, and we will see you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.